seems I never win. Lord, I'm so lonesome, she's left me again. When she come back the last time, everything seems so gay. I thought we were happy, but she was home to stay. There'll never be a next time. For me, this is the end. Yeah, it's the end. We tried to start all over, but she left me again. It's a lonesome time when she leaves you again, ain't it? Whew, let's see. Now, I didn't introduce anybody yet, did I? Let's see. We're going to feature this mandolin player, and he's going to sing you a song right now. And, of course, I told the folks, I guess on Friday, well, it's probably some folks. How many folks are here today that weren't here on, that were not here on Thursday? Oh, a lot of you. Okay. I'll tell the same story then. Guess I can. These guys have been out on the road for about approximately 30 days, and they were out with a guy named Dirk Bentley. Did you ever hear of that guy? Did you? Well, you know, his roots are in bluegrass, and he said, well, when I want to go on the road with a bluegrass record, he cut a bluegrass record recently, and he said he thought he'd get the best band there was, and I said, well, you can have them, take them, keep them, I don't care. No, I'm just kidding about that. I said, you got to pay them now. If I'm sitting home mowing the yard, I can't be paying these guys, you know? No, I'm just kidding about it. You know I'm kidding, don't you? Anyway, they were out on the road, and they played all over the country. They did the whole West Coast. Then they come back and did a whole East Coast, you know, clean up into New England. I don't know where all they were. Anyway, I didn't get to see them. They were gone all the time. And right in the middle of this tour, you know, Ronnie did a record, a bluegrass record, with Willie Nelson. Can you imagine Willie? He's a great country singer, you know. And anyway, yeah, Willie. Why, Ronnie played mandolin on the record, is what I'm trying to say. And so, naturally, Willie wanted to tour with the record, the new record, and they had a lot of television things he needed to do with it. So Ronnie would leave the tour once in a while and go play with Willie on television out on the West Coast and on the East Coast. And so he got all that done, too. He's pretty fast. Right now, we're going to get him to play one, and then we're going to get him to sing one. How'll that be? Ronnie McCurry. Thank you, folks. We appreciate that. It's been just an amazing weekend. And appreciate you all being here, that's for sure. Some of you folks are locals, and some have come a long way to be here. We appreciate you making the effort. I got a friend out there, I just noticed Danny Nicely. And Danny, there's a good friend of ours who used to play in the band. His name is John Glick. I'm going to send this out to you, Danny. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was getting ready to say, you know, we were out in the... Roy Carter took me down through the... I'll get on this microphone. I'll get a catch in my back if I keep this up. Roy Carter took me on a golf cart all the way down in the campground down here. And boy, it's full. And I, what I'd like to say is there's cars here from every state, even ones from Hawaii. It's got paddles on the side of it, you know.
What key is it? Oh, geez.
Go ahead and tell him, Brian. But there is. There's cars from every state in the union.
I'll do this for Danny and anybody that's from the city of Baltimore today, because this is named Baltimore Johnny.